Well, today the Speaker of Queensland Parliament, Peter Wellington, has appealed to farm groups and environmentalists to work together to find a compromise on tree clearing. The member for Nicklin could end up deciding the fate of the government's proposed changes to vegetation management when the legislation goes to a vote later in the year. The government last week introduced sweeping changes to Parliament that would remove the provisions allowing the clearing for high-value agriculture. They also reversed the onus of proof to now be on landholders. Peter Wellington is calling on lobby groups and politicians to find middle ground in what is a very bitter debate.
I hope we can see the environmental groups and the grazing ag force interest groups sit down around the table and come with a united position to Parliament.
Do you really see that possible, though? Because at the moment, both of those groups are at extreme ends of the debate, so to speak, and both don't seem willing to really entertain any idea of middle ground, if there is some to be found.
Well, I believe they have to. Otherwise, we see the farcical situation where when we have a change of government, we have a change of proposed laws dealing with tree clearing in Queensland. It makes us the laughingstock of the world. We need some certainty, we need some common sense to prevail. Now, I've met over the last 12 months with scientists, with green groups, with farming and grazing representatives and also with Agforce. And in the confines of a room, without the media and politicians carrying on, they've all indicated the willingness to sit down and try to come up with something that's workable, that's sensible for the good of Queensland. But I suppose the problem is that I understand late last year the government tried to get the green groups to sit down around the table and have a discussion with the grazing industry representatives. And my understanding is that the green groups simply said, no, we won't join you at the table until the government brings in a moratorium on tree clearing. Now, quite frankly, that blackmail approach, I don't tolerate. Won't have a party to, and it's very disappointing that 12 months later we really haven't progressed much further down the track. So as far as I'm concerned, whether it's a lobby group or politicians trying to blackmail and threaten and intimidate a minority government, they need to wake up to themselves.
Peter Wellington, you say that we're in almost a farcical position around tree clearing or vegetation management in Queensland at the moment. Do you take some responsibility for that? Because you have been in Parliament during most of the debate over the past 20 years on this particular issue, and it's only a few years ago that you were voting with the LNP to relax the laws that the Beattie era government had introduced.
That's right. The parliamentary record shows exactly what I've had to say on vegetation management. Now, all politicians have to share the responsibility, but what we now have is a situation where the government went to the election, got certain commitments. They're not able to deliver that, in their own right.
Do you see those commitments from the government as an effort to buy Greens' preferences, which is what, I guess, the line that Agforce has taken, describing the proposed changes as an attack on farmers? Is that how you see it?
Oh, look, Craig, everyone has their own view on things. We have a lot of people passionate about Queensland and about our state in Australia. Look, the farmers, the graziers and the scientists and the green groups all share that passion. So to simply say they're picking favourites, you know, I don't know. The bottom line is, without going over the past, we have a situation where we have proposed changes to laws on the notice paper. We now have an opportunity for everyone to present their case to the committee. And we'll have to wait and see what the committee's recommendations are. But what I worry about is, Craig, is that the committees may come down on the sides of their respective parties. Like the LNP members may come the way that their party wants to vote. The government may come the way the government wants to vote. And then there may be some common ground on some minor issues.
And that's probably the likely outcome, given what we have seen so far through the committee process in this minority government.
Craig, it is. And you only have to go back and look at the debate we had in Parliament last Thursday to get a feel of where it's likely to go. Now, that's the reason I'm saying to the key stakeholder groups, you need to sit down and try to find some common ground. Otherwise, we'll see the farcical situation where it may be the case winner-take-all, like we've seen for the past. Now, if we could see the two key stakeholder groups sitting down and coming with the united position, I think that would put a lot of pressure on all politicians in our state parliament to say, well, if they can find some common ground, maybe we have to as well.
That's an interesting perspective, and it doesn't happen very often, the idea of cross-party consensus, Peter Wellington.
Well, what's wrong with trying? You know, what we see is the possibility that winner take all, and we'll come back to another situation where either the LNP may get theirs up, the Labor government may get theirs up, And then if the governments change at the next election, whenever it's going to be held, we may see a farcical situation where we see the other side present something else. We need to move forward. Look, it seems like Queensland is the only state which has got trees in, and it amazes me that we've got, you know, every other state in Australia, they don't seem to have this ongoing argy-bargy over tree clearing that we're seeing at the moment.
Peter Wellington, in saying this, are you effectively trying to dissolve any responsibility you might take in having a casting vote on legislation like this?
Craig, I can assure you I'm not. I've never pleased everyone with the decisions I've made in the past, and if my vote is required, I will certainly vote according to the way I think I should vote, without any fear or favour from any lobby group or interest group. But I'm simply saying that I think it would be better for other people to sit down and come together. But if they're not able to, Craig, I can assure you I'm more than ready to make my decision.
And which way would that be, Peter Wellington?
Well, we'll wait and see, Craig. Can I repeat what I said at the start? I've met with a whole range of stakeholders over the last 12 months. Scientists, green groups, farmers, graziers and ag force. And in the confines of my room, we're without the media, they have all shared similar views. It's a question of if they are able to now come together. But look, we'll have to wait and see what comes out of the committee hearing. And I'm due to visit parts of Queensland in the future with the Deputy Premier. She's going to present to me reasons why she believes I need to support her case, and we'll see how things unfold.
The Speaker of Parliament and the Independent Member for Nicklin, Peter Wellington. And the Agriculture and Environment Committee has begun taking submissions on the government's proposed changes to tree clearing laws. You can make a submission. They are open until the 25th of April. You can search online for Queensland Ag and Environment Committee, and you should be able to find more details. I've also put a link up on our Facebook page if you want more.